This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for devastating attacks on a Saudi oil refinery attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. On Saturday, Pompeo tweeted that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. The White House says the son of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has this report.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Supporters of the ongoing protests for democratic reforms in Hong Kong have clashed with supporters of the central government. Sarah Bassett has that story.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
For more on this and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Late Saturday, Italy allowed the rescue ship Ocean Viking to disembark 82 migrants in Lampedusa in a reversal of the hardline policy under the country's previous interior minister. Eric Knapp-Kelsey works with Doctors Without Borders, one of the operators of the ship. He says they will not stop trying to rescue migrants from the Mediterranean.
Ocean Viking is going to go back to the Libyan search and rescue region as long as we are needed, we'll be there.
It's the first time in 14 months that Italy has given a migrant rescue ship a safe port, although it took Rome 6 days and European guarantees to redistribute the migrants before it did so. More bad weather for the Bahamas, already ravaged by Hurricane Dorian last week. Priscilla Huff has the story.
Tropical Storm Humberto is slowly moving across the Bahamas. This new storm arrives less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian devastated the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. The storm strikes as cleanup and recovery efforts from Dorian are still underway. The National Hurricane Center confirms Humberto's winds are sustained at 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Up to 6 inches of rain is forecast.
Priscilla Huff reporting, after Humberto goes past the Bahamas, it is not expected to make landfall. A relatively small crowd, just thousands of mourners, filled about one-third of Zimbabwe's national sports stadium to give a final public send-off to former President Robert Mugabe. Mugabe was the first president of independent Zimbabwe. He died last week at the age of 95. The poor attendance reflects Mugabe's complicated legacy. Anita Powell has the story.
The flag-draped coffin had arrived, followed by black-clad family members, their heads bowed. Military members stood rigid and proud. All of the pomp and circumstance one would expect for the memorial of a man hailed as an African icon was in place Saturday for the final public send-off for Robert Mugabe. But there was just one thing missing, a crowd. Because, for the man known as the father of his nation, very few of Mugabe's 16 million children showed up for his final public send-off Saturday in Harare's National Sports Stadium. Many Zimbabweans blame him for driving the nation's once strong economy into the ground, and they made that clear with their poor showing on Saturday. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Pakistan said Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghanistan border opened fire at two locations. The foreign ministry later summoned the Afghan charge d'affaires in Islamabad to lodge a complaint over the deadly attack. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.